KCBQ.
This is TJ O'Hara, and I will tell you there are very few people who can follow Scott Faulkner on any show, but we happen to have one with us tonight in California Assemblyman Nathan Fletcher. Assemblyman Fletcher is running for mayor of San Diego, and I've got to tell you, he has an outstanding background. I had an opportunity to spend a couple of hours with Assemblyman Fletcher just a few weeks ago. He's 10 years in the United States Marine Corps, just incredible service stories. I won't go into it tonight because I want to spend the time concentrating on his pursuit of the position of mayor in San Diego. But decorated individual in the United States Marine Corps. In his first term in the state assembly, he successfully has 21 pieces of legislation that have been signed into law, and they have spanned things such as veterans affairs, job creation, infrastructure, pension reform, modernization of state government, health care, public safety, wide variety of others. He's also been instrumental in tax reform that'll help create thousands of new jobs for California. And he was one of the rare individuals who has exhibited the ability to cross political lines and to do so for the public good, to do what's in the best interest of the public rather than the party. And Chelsea's Law is an example of that. So without any further ado, I want to welcome Assemblyman Nathan Fletcher to the show.
TJ, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Sorry, I came in a few minutes late. I got home, was all set. I said, I got to call in a few minutes. I started playing Legos with Zach, and 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, no.
Not a problem.
My apologies. I appreciate your patience with me this evening.
Well, it is our pleasure to have you on the show. So tell me about your decision to run for mayor.
Well, I think it was born out of a number of things. I mean, the overarching being a desire to continue to serve, the same thing that led me to the Marine Corps and led me to the State Assembly to make a difference. But, you know, I really believe we have an opportunity in our city to truly turn the page on a lot of the problems of the last decade and open up a new chapter and a new era in San Diego and really start talking about the city that we want to be, 10, 20, 30 years from now. And start driving some bigger, broader conversations. You know, the second thing was, so that was one, that the second part was the parts of being in this profession that I enjoy are the coalition building. Identifying a big problem, coming up with a big solution, building a coalition and pushing hard to get it through. And that's what a mayor does. A mayor leads a city. A mayor guides a city. A mayor builds coalitions. A mayor gets things done. And then the third, which was a part of it, is I'm willing to continue to serve my community. But I've got a really young family, and I love San Diego, and so I wanted to do it in a way where I could be home. And so the three of those kind of all came together, and after a lot of thought and time spent with wife and family and some close friends, we made the decision earlier this year to run for mayor.
Well, I'm very pleased that you did. I was very impressed when we had the opportunity to meet a few weeks ago, and I'll tie it back to something that Scott and I talked about in the last few segments, and that's having an agenda. When you spoke with me, you have a vision for San Diego, and I'd like you to share that with the audience tonight.
You know, it hit me, you know, when you travel and you're from San Diego and you tell people you're from San Diego, the one thing they almost invariably always know when you say I'm from San Diego, they go, hey, you have great weather. What a nice place to visit. You have great weather. And we do have great weather, and it is a nice place to visit. But why is that what everybody knows? Because the weather is not that dissimilar from Orange County or L.A. And so as I dug into it more, you know, in 1971, the Republican National Convention said they were going to come to San Diego, which was a big deal. A year later, in 1972, they rescinded that decision. We had some problems and some different things going on. And they said, no, we're not coming to San Diego. You're not a really good city. You're not a place we want to bring our convention. We're going to Miami. And that was a potentially crippling blow to the city of San Diego. And there was a young mayor named Pete Wilson at the time. This was 40 years ago. And he saw a real problem but a real opportunity. And he came out and he coined the phrase America's Finest City. And he rebranded San Diego America's Finest City, the best place to bring your convention. To come visit, we have great weather, and we're a wonderful place. And it was very, very successful. But I think today, TJ, we face a similar challenge in that as the world has changed, you know, you go back and you look at change from agrarian to industrial, and it was hard and wrenching and difficult. It displaced 80% of the workforce. It changed. We had to relook at everything. We're now going industrial to innovative in terms of our economic base, and I think we have to embrace that change. Not shrink from it, but embrace it. And I want to come out as mayor, and I want to change the slogan of the city to be San Diego, the world's most innovative city. And then we're going to drive a real conversation about what that means for our economic base. We just put out a detailed economic plan with specific goals by 2020, not just for job creation, but for number of patents, venture capital, exports, raising the median income. We want to drive a conversation about the world's most innovative education system so that we have the workers to go into those innovative economic jobs, and then really reinvent the city of San Diego. And my goal and how we deliver services, and you know, the goal would be when I'm done being mayor and you travel and you're somewhere and you tell someone you're from San Diego, they go, hey, I know about that place. You're the world's most innovative city with really good weather. and I think there's a great opportunity for us to do that.
Well, I think you bring a great vision, and certainly what you're doing is you've identified where the economy is going and where the potential for an enriched economy would be for San Diego, your focus on higher tech solutions and innovative solutions, I think is outstanding vision. And, you know, talk to me a little bit about some of the unprecedented challenges that we have in front of us. We've got, you know, deep cuts that are going to be required in city services, potentially. Pension debt continues to mount. How do you speak to those issues?
Well, we've spent the better part of the last decade, I think, really dealing with some terrible fiscal decisions that were made by elected officials over the course of the last decade, or even decade and a half or so. And there, you know, there's an initiative on the ballot that many believe will resolve the pension issue in the city of San Diego once and for all, switch new workers into a defined contribution system, redefine what is pensionable, put a five-year cap on pensionable pay, and a number of things to bring down the deficit. And the current mayor is really plugged along, I think, diligently to try and get the structural budget deficit in line. And I believe he'll have that balance before he leaves office. And so the next mayor is going to inherit a problem, but the problem is going to be a city that has crumbling infrastructure, a city that in a lot of ways has a workforce that has a deep morale problem, and kind of a rudderless, directionless populace in terms of not a real sense of who we are or where we're going. And so I think the next mayor coming in out of the gate has the opportunity to restore a sense of confidence and trust that we're going to have a city government that gets along, that treats people well, but is really focused on a goal. Get a workforce reengaged by defining this is exactly what it means to work at the city of San Diego. It's an honor and a privilege to serve the public, and laying out that. And if folks want to buy into that, then they're welcome to stay. If not, you know, it's not going to be amateur hour at the city of San Diego. There, you know, there's a lot of people that would like to have those jobs. And then really projecting a vision to the public of where we go. And so I think, you know, at different times there's different mayors. I think the current mayor has done a good job dealing with what he inherited. But I think the next mayor plays a very different role and a very different job. And it's time to start talking about where we're going.
Well, you and I have a lot of overlap, what you're looking at on the local level and what I'm looking at on the national level, and very similar solutions.
Yep. You know, that hit me whenever we got together and we talked, because so much of it, and then as I watched your announcement and have been to your website, you know, it really is about being honest about the problem, finding solutions, you know, being willing to step out of a comfort zone of what one party wants or the other party wants, and just do the right thing. You know, let's do the right thing. Let's try and make it work and get it back on track. And, you know, I really think that the public's ready for that, certainly in the city of San Diego, and I believe in the nation as well.
Well, I think you bring a lot of fresh ideas and proven problem solving to the position of mayor, and I wish you the very best of that. Where can people go for additional information?
Yeah, our website. We have a really active website, NathanFletcher.com. Has videos, updates, photos, policy papers, positions, speeches, all kinds of stuff at NathanFletcher.com. They can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube.
Well, Assemblyman Fletcher, I appreciate your joining us tonight. I wish you the very best in your candidacy for mayor of San Diego.